You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena, Lucinda, who's a little bit crook. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you feeling?
Morena, I'm all right. I'm stuffy, but I'm holding on.
Well, I like the idea that we're talking about kind of comfort food this morning. Feels appropriate for someone who's coming to us live from the duvet right now. What in the world of kind of comforting meals as we head into this colder season are we talking about today?
So I, as a sick person, I've been...
As an invalid?
As an invalid, I crave sweet treats. I crave sugar. But, you know, I'm lazy, and depending on the time of year, I don't always, or how healthy I'm trying to be, I don't always have chocolate hanging around. My boyfriend will be listening and he'll be like, ha, 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 yeah, right. but it does happen sometimes. So I've kind of just been thinking, what are the things that I can cook in this scenario? What can you cook when you haven't prepared to make something sweet? When you don't have much energy, but you want something really delicious?
I'm very interested to hear this, because this is also when I'm crook. That's what I crave as well. That and 2-minute noodles, and that's kind of the go-to for me. What is your sort of what are you reaching for if you don't have any chocolate in the pantry? What is your sweet treat that you're leaning into?
So, I've been really thinking about this, because I want to be really useful to my listeners as we head into colder season. I think that the recipe that I kind of come back to when I'm really in dire need is this recipe someone posted on Instagram 1,000 years ago. I do not know who it was. I cannot credit them, but I know it's something that kicks around the internet eternally. Basically, it's 3-ingredient no flour cookies.
Ooh.
So they also happen to be gluten-free.
Nice.
And they are genuinely yummy. And all you need to make them is an egg, some peanut butter, and some sugar.
I'm very suspicious of this, I have to say, but I will take your word for it. What
I know.
What are you doing?
I know.
What kind? Is it granulated sugar? Is it powdered sugar? What's the...
It's just like caster sugar, although I feel like I normally just buy white sugar for everything and it always works.
Exactly. I mean, you can make it work.
It's a real good, like if you've got a tiny bit of chocolate and you're like, it's just not enough. It's a great way of making your chocolate go the distance, because you can add some to the top of all your cookies.
Yum.
But you're basically just mixing your egg and your sugar, adding the peanut butter, and as you mix it, it will magically get really thick.
Ooh.
I know.
How much peanut butter are we talking about here?
Well, that's actually the fun thing, is you can kind of use any. You can use any nut butter. So whatever you've got hanging around. I have successfully made this with both smooth and crunchy, and I've also done it with cashew butter.
Ooh, yum.
Like lots of, especially if you've got specific nut allergies, I think you could do it with like a seed butter.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you've got hanging around, really, as long as it's got that kind of oily, nut buttery texture.
So we need some emulsifying happening is what I'm getting from
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Just quantity wise though, we've got one egg, we've got how much sugar, how much butter, peanut butter or whatever are we working with
here? So easy to remember, 200 grams peanut butter, 100 grams sugar.
Oh, straightforward.
And then if you want to add chocolate, you could do as little as 30 grams of chocolate with this amount. Would be amazing. I would always add more if I had it.
More is more when it comes to chocolate. There's no other in between.
But then you're basically just shaping them into balls, flattening them a wee bit, and cooking them about 15 minutes at about 160. And they'll be a little bit like not quite holding together when you first get them out, but they will hold together as they cool.
Okay, so you've got to leave them for a couple of minutes, which is sometimes a struggle when you're taking something delicious straight out of the oven. But give it a wee pause and you'll get there, I reckon.
Exactly.
We've had a few texts from people who someone said, I hope we're not talking mug cakes, very 2010.
No mug cakes here. Look, if you are out there Googling mug cake every Friday night, my heart goes out to you. I've been there. But you can do better.
There is a whole world of basic sweet treats for you.
the other thing that's so sad about a mug cake is the single serving of it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Girl, make a batch of brownies.
Yeah, just make a cake and have a slice of it, you know? But I mean, also I appreciate the speed is something that's important there. I went tramping the other week. It was like bougie tramping. We weren't staying in there. We were staying with a microwave, you know. But I forgot about how good like a heatable pudding from the supermarket is.
In the trenches of uni, I have many times gone to Munchie Mart and
got one of those little Auntie Betty's or whatever, sticky date
post
pudding.
Post-exam grade.
Delish.
News.
Just heat it up for 30 seconds and you're just living your best life, you know?
Me and Kate.
I generally would say those kinds of everything is delicious after a hike. So you can lean into the yuckiest foods and they'll just be really yum.
Someone else.
I would say when you're deep in your study, that's the same, Stella.
Thank you.
Being deep in study and being ill, it's very similar. Very similar experience. We've also had a text from someone who said they always have flaky pastry sheets in the freezer and canned apples. And then you've got a little apple turnover thing going on.
Gorgeous.
That does sound good. A little bit of icing sugar on the top. Tasty.
I would be remiss if I didn't also mention the many really high quality pantry brownie recipes that abound these days.
So just like whatever you've got in your pantry, just have a quick Google.
Yeah. And it's, I actually did a little research this morning and because I've got one at the moment, I've got a book out that I really recommend, which is called Cook As You Are by Ruby Tando. It's
cool.
It's really incredible. And it's, to be honest, one of the things I love about it.
She won Great British Bake Off one year, is that right? I'm pretty sure that's who.
So long ago, yeah. And she's still just doing the damn thing.
Good for her.
It's an incredible book, and one of the sections is there's one food that's like feed me now, really quick dinners, more food, less work. But the section I'm in is hidden in plain sight, and they have a really good recipe for store cupboard brownies.
Oh, okay.
Often you don't, as I've said, you don't have chocolate.
No,
you wouldn't be in this mess if you had chocolate.
We wouldn't even be having this conversation if you had chocolate. You'd just have a piece of chocolate, probably, is what
exactly.
You would do.
But brownies made with cocoa from your pantry, you've essentially made chocolate for yourself or made something chocolatey.
This is exactly how we weren't a big brownie household growing up, but it was never because we had, you know, we would never have an actual chocolate brownie. It would be like a cake batter with cocoa put in it, and that's it. I mean, you don't need to be fancy, especially when you're feeling sick.
Exactly. We've
had a few texts as well about the old basic pantry brownie. Someone says, if you put enough sugar in it, it's going to taste good when you're feeling under the weather. So just lean into whatever flavour you're feeling this morning.
And speaking
of that, Lucinda, I think we better let you get back under the duvet and recover. But thank you so much for bringing us some basic tasty recipes for when you're feeling a bit poorly. We'll put a link to that peanut butter one, which I will say a couple of people are skeptical about on the text machine, but someone else says, I've tried it. It's a really good recipe. Was feeling uncertain, now feeling convinced.
Yeah, I was also uncertain, but in times of desperate need, I tried it and I was pleasantly surprised.
I am pleased to hear that. We will put the link for that recipe and we'll put the link to the Ruby Tando brownie recipes in the podcast after the show. Thank you very much and get well soon. We will see you next time.
Thank you. I'm sad to be missing Angus and Julia Stone, but I'll be listening in bed.
Heck yeah. See you later.
Kaiki
food day. For thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.